believe that we have had a very covert, secret, alien-human communication get-together?
My belief, I'm saying belief, I cannot presume that I have knowledge on this. I just want to make this very clear. My belief is yes. My belief is yes. And in fact, there was a recent book that just came out that sort of tries to throw some cold water on this idea. I think he was interviewed on Coast not long ago, Gregory Bishop.
Yes.
Came on with Richard Doty.
He was on with Art on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, that's called Project Beta. I read that book very, very carefully. And, you know, the implication of that book is that really all of these stories of alien-human communication really came out of a disinformation campaign that originated at Kirtland Air Force Base. And I have to be honest with you, I don't buy that. I don't think that that's a sufficient thesis to explain all of this stuff that's going on. I think that there is very strong reason to believe that there are bases, there are underground bases, and that there is a human-alien connection. Although, I must emphasize, I don't have, you know,
why don't we have
my belief and my knowledge.
Other than eyewitnesses seeing things, why don't we really have that hard evidence, that proof that we need to do what we have to do? I mean, some people are running around with what they think are pieces of craft and stuff, but I mean, the real evidence we don't have. We have some pictures that may be good, they may be authentic, but we don't have the hard evidence. And one of the arguments of the debunkers and the skeptics, and it's very difficult to prove and to argue with them about this point, where is, over all the years since the beginning of mankind, and I believe we've been visited since the beginning of mankind, why don't we have the proof? If aliens helped build the pyramids, where's the saucer that they may have left behind or the piece of equipment? There's nothing. What do we tell these people?
It's a reasonable question, logical question, but I do have some thoughts on this. I mean, first of all, we have the assumption, especially scientists, when they conduct an experiment, the scientist is always going on the assumption that he or she is the controlling factor in this whole thing. You know, you take a bacterium, you put it under the microscope, and you control that bacterium and you study it. But what if you are the object of study? You know, what if the other part of the equation is that there is an intelligence that is actually beyond yours, and you are the one being managed? You don't have control over this experiment. And so, it makes it a different kind of situation. I mean, and think back 100, 150 years. What was human society like? Let's say you were, or 200 years ago, you were one of members of an Indian tribe living out west with a fairly sparse population, not much development. And what if you saw, you know, a UFO? I mean, what would you do about it? You'd have no ability to...
I'd paint a picture of it, probably. That'll be
maybe,
about it.
Or you'd tell stories about it. There would be legends about it and so on. But frankly, I mean, human population in prior centuries was much, much lower than it is today. I mean, we've got 6.5 billion people almost now on this planet. So there's a lot of us now. But throughout our history, we haven't had much of a capability to interact with these beings or to analyze evidence. We've only had such an ability to a limited extent in the last 50 years. And first of all, it's not clear to me that we don't have proof. What is proof? Flying saucer lands in your backyard, you get your camcorder, and let's say you videotape it. That might be proof for you. You send it out, and who's going to believe it?
In this day and age with computer graphics, not a lot of people.
It's a problem, I think that there is, without question, exceptionally good video evidence in many cases of objects that are anomalous, you know, disc-shaped objects that are doing
it. I agree.
You see them all the time, and they're not just from years ago. They're happening all the time today. And so I think that there's good evidence. But most people don't walk around with their digital cameras. They don't walk around with their camcorders. And most people don't really look around. I mean, what do we do all day? You wake up in the morning, you go to work, you do your thing, you come home, you watch TV, you go to bed. That's the life that most people have. I think we overestimate our ability to analyze what's going on around us, the ordinary people.
Well, you know, for example, we've got thousands of car crashes every day in this country, and I'm not talking about police chases where the news media gets involved. General car accidents occur where people crash into people, they hit signs, bridge abutments. they don't get captured on film. You always get the after effect. You know, after it's done, somebody comes on the scene. So maybe in the case of UFOs, you know, people will see these, but a lot of people don't have, as you just said, their cameras or equipment with them.
No. And also, the fact is that for 50, 60 years, this has been a national security priority. So when something goes down, when there is a crash at Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, or a landing in, you know, in Britain in 1980, or in Peru in 1978, or whatever, ordinary people, you know, you've got a crime investigation, and these other guys are coming in, and they're taking the evidence away.
I've got to ask you this. Yeah. I'm convinced that if we've been visited, the craft, probably they're coming through wormholes. I mean, that's the only way they're doing it. They're not doing it through any other way. They're not even traveling at the speed of light. They're coming through wormholes, and they're coming into our solar system in an instant.
It's absolutely reasonable speculation. Now, I would agree with that.
Now, the fact that they've got
the non-scientist.
They've got the kind of technology to get here. How in the heck are they crashing? What's going on with that?
Well,
like Roswell, why do they crash?
Well, maybe they crash, or maybe it wasn't a crash. I mean, think of it this way. First of all, it's not necessarily the case that they're invincible and omniscient. They could be. I mean, look, we crash. You know, if we were going back in time and we had an object that was flying over ancient Rome, I mean, could it go down? Could it crash? We have mishaps.
Sure.
So that's one flaw in that argument. But the other thing is, I just wondered this in the back of my mind. Maybe they're playing us in a way. Maybe they're thinking, hey, let's see about these. You know, what would these people do rather than just land an object in the desert?
Let's dump
one. Let's crash it and
leave it.
See what they do with it.
Yeah.
You know, toss in some expendable, cloned beings, whatever. Let them study that. All I'm saying is I'm speculating here. The thing is, there are a lot of there are always questions to ask, and we should continue asking them. But we have to remember, we're not getting inside their big heads, and what we have to do is distinguish between what we know and what we don't know. What we know is that there's a real thing going on here that involves a real cover-up, that involves military personnel, frankly, from U.S. and from other nations as well. We know that. We know that. There's a lot of things we don't know. And so when I talk to skeptics who will ask me questions like this, or they'll say, well, you know, they can't get here from there, or why hasn't there been confirmable proof, and why hasn't there, they landed on the White House lawn? I don't know. I don't have all of the answers. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know.
Well, when we open up the phones next hour, Richard, maybe we can also get some, if they're out there, some government witnesses to call you, maybe some pilots, maybe some people who can explain why they think the government's holding back.
Yes.
In addition to our regular phone calls for
you. That would be excellent.
The field itself, do you still see disclosure on the horizon?
I don't know. I've said this consistently for many years. I have many friends who are of the opinion that it's going to happen. And I personally want it to happen. I think that it's I believe truth is salutary. It will be disruptive. It'll be awful during that transition. But there will be life beyond disclosure. There certainly will be. And I think it will be a better situation, not a worse situation. I do believe that.
Indeed. Do you remember a few years ago you were in my studio in St. Louis with Stanton Friedman and Larry Bryant?
I do remember.
That's when we first met. I'll be back in a moment. Our guest, Richard Dolan.